Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The State Department expands the pro-life policy that has begun under the Trump administration. This is becoming a very pro-life administration under the leadership of President Donald Trump. We're going to be talking about it on Faith in Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, there was some rumor that came sometimes from these liberal media sources, and you can never trust them anymore, it seems. But at any rate, the rumor was that President Trump was going to weaken the policy that he actually put back in place, which didn't make sense. And so the question was he backtracking? And he's anything but backtracking, because President Trump actually reinstated the Mexico City policy that goes all the way back to Ronald Reagan. It had been set aside under the 8 years of President Obama, which means under his terms that the United States taxpayers were funding abortions around the world, including the International Federation of Planned Parenthood and others around the world, funding human genocide. Well, when President Donald Trump became president, he reinstituted by executive order the Mexico City policy. Then the rumor came, well, he's going to kind of back away from that. Well, not so, because under his leadership, now the State Department, headed by Rex Tillerson, certainly under the direction of President Donald Trump, following his executive order and his directive as the CEO of the United States, announced plans to expand the Mexico City policy. And this is good news, because this is just one of the agencies now that will be doing this across the board. The expanded policy is known as the Protecting Life in Global Health Assistance Policy.
You know, I just love that name, Protecting Life. I mean, that speaks loudly for what his agenda is now.
Doesn't it? And, you know, as a rule of thumb, you mentioned that the rumor was that he was going to weaken the policy. As a rule of thumb, I've pretty much learned that anything the mainstream media says about President Trump, or anything for that matter, you can just invert it and apply the exact opposite, and that is more likely to be true. And, and with this expanded policy, the new policy states, and this is powerful language here, I want to read this. The United Nations Declaration of the Rights of the Child, 1959, calls for the legal protection for children before birth as well as after birth. In keeping with this obligation, the United States does not consider abortion an acceptable element of family planning programs and will no longer contribute to those of which it is a part. Accordingly, when dealing with nations that support abortion with funds not provided by the United States government, the United States will contribute to such nations through segregated accounts that cannot be used for abortion. And here is this policy. Here's the State Department turning the euphemistic language of reproductive rights and family planning and all of that nonsense that we hear from Planned Parenthood and others in relative to abortion. They turn that on its head and says the United States, that so speaking on behalf of the entire United States and the United States government, does not consider an abortion an acceptable element of family planning. And wow, what a difference a new president makes. So that is the exact opposite of what the Barack Obama and the propaganda that he pushed.
You know, and it wasn't just a few dollars. It was a portion of over
$400 million
dollars in federal funds.
Of our
funds.
Taxpayer dollars.
Our taxpayer dollars.
That is unconscionable.
Blood money going to kill children.
$400 million. Groups like International Planned Parenthood Federation, the Marie Stopes International Organization as well. And in 2015 alone, the International Planned Parenthood Federation claims to have provided 16.8 million abortion or abortion-related services over the past year. 1 million in 2015, 16.8 million abortion services over the preceding 5 years, all
right,
with the help of United States taxpayer
human
money
genocide.
Under
right.
President Obama.
Yeah.
He is the worst president in the history of America on the issues of moral issues. And he was cramming all of this down the throats of Americans. and using our money, stealing from the taxpayers to fund abortion. It's unreal. But President Donald Trump has reversed all that. And now the State Department, I love this policy, Matt, you read it.
Protecting life. And it's like, yes.
And they cite to, this also lets you realize how far the United Nations has gone adrift.
Yes.
Because they cite to the United Nations Declaration of the Rights of the Child, going back to 1959. Maybe that's when the United Nations actually performed a legitimate purpose. But you can see, you know, now it is so focused on abortion. I'm sure that the United Nations, when they read this in the press release of the State Department, they're like cringing.
I know.
That this is actually one of their
declarations. Policies.
Goes back to 1959, but it's still there on the books. I love how the State Department under the Trump administration goes back and picks out this UN policy and that ultimately they are putting back into the United Nations and the world's face.
Exactly. And focusing on health rather than death.
Yeah,
exactly. Because there's nothing health related when it comes to abortion. Somebody always dies, and oftentimes, and sometimes the mother dies as well. But President Trump is not just focusing on the international front. You'll recall, I think it was a couple months ago that the House voted to reverse Barack Obama's rule blocking funding abortion, and Mike Pence in the Senate was the tie-breaking vote on that. So states are no longer being forced to fund abortion and Planned Parenthood and others either. But the next step and the important step is to remove all taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood and for any organization that provides abortion. Am I wrong, Matt?
No, you're right. I mean, already, for example, you've got the Mexico City policy that's turned off the spigot of taxpayer dollars to fund abortions overseas around the world. Then you also have President Trump and the House and Senate following suit, and that is passing a law that overturns Obama's directive that therefore allows the states to defund Planned Parenthood. Under Obama, he tried to block that. Now the states are free, all 50 states and territories, they're free to stop the state funding of abortion, particularly of Planned Parenthood. Now the thing that Congress has to do, and certainly President Trump has already committed to it, but we need to now get Congress to do this, and that is to not have a dollar, not have a penny go to Planned Parenthood domestically from the federal government, because they get, what, $500 million or so, $553 million a year from the federal taxpayer coffers to fund their abortion industry. Now, we need to stop that. And, you know, we've got a few weak Republicans on the Senate side that are wishy-washy under Obama. And when the Democrats were in charge or Obama was the president, they voted, oh, yeah, we're going to defund Planned Parenthood. Well, some of them didn't really mean it because they knew it would be vetoed.
Right.
And it was. But now that we have a president who will sign it, some of those squishy Republicans, like Collins and Murkowski, they've come out with their true colors. They don't want to defund Obamacare. So it may require, as it did on this law that allows the states to defund Obamacare, it may require Vice President Pence to come in and cast the deciding vote in the Senate. That's what he did. He was the 51st vote that voted for that other one in
the
Senate.
There's just no excuse for that with Republicans controlling the Senate. It's just a shame that we would have to have Vice President Pence come in to break a tie like that.
Yeah, well, what we need in 2018, we need to elect people who are pro-life.
Exactly.
We need to move out those people.
Republican or Democrat, right.
Whatever. They need to be, if they can't get it right on the sanctity of human life, then they can't get it right in anything.
And you know, Matt, this just reminds me, we need to continue to pray. You know, our client, Sandra Susan Merritt, who has been given 15 counts of criminal charges out there in California, and the corruptness that's going on out there of politicians that have their hands in Planned Parenthood's pocket, to not see what's really going on, the blood money that's happening and killing all these children. So we're fighting that directly.
Yeah, speaking of Susan Merritt, she is charged with 15 felony counts. Mm. It could be 11 years in prison. And this is exactly what the California Attorney General wants to do. We're defending her in a San Francisco court.
Yeah, so criminal charges.
Yeah, keep this in prayer. And plus fines that would go along with it. Unprecedented in history, coming after a journalist like this. And coming after them with criminal charges. And obviously, this attorney general has been receiving campaign contributions from Planned Parenthood. So we're in a real spiritual battle. It is becoming very hostile. Pray for Liberty Counsel, Sandra Merritt, and other cases that we are involved in to advance the sanctity of human life. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and remember to support Liberty Counsel with your regular financial contributions at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.